Hi, my name is Rob, and this is my weekly podcast. Each week, I sit down with a different guest, and we talk about things that you have been up to in the fandom. Are we going to talk about everything? Of course not. It's only an hour. Will we communicate effectively? It's a wheel of time. Probably not. But will we have fun? Most definitely. Welcome to Malkia's Wrap-Up. Hello, welcome back to Malkia's Wrap-Up. I have managed to get together and we're going to have some fun and do some recording. I'm not getting this out every week like I'd hoped, but, you know, this is it's a work in progress trying to fit around my new job at my new schedule, and we're going to have some fun. And who better to have fun with this week than Chief Foldy, or Cheese Foldy, as he has recently been redubbed, the one, the only, Silvertooth. How are we doing, Silvertooth?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. I asked some of the patrons a while back, I was like, who would you like to have on the podcast? Who do you want to see me chat to and you know, have a conversation with? And yours was instantly one of the first names that appeared. There were a few other names thrown out there as well, which I'm going to add to the list. I was like, how? Of course. How could I not have Chief Foldy on? So I'm glad you could make it.
That's awesome. Yeah, thanks.
It's a nice casual Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. I've managed to fit it in at that point. How's your day been? You've been up to, it was your anniversary recently, I believe.
Yeah, about a month ago now.
Oh, okay. I'm a little bit late. Sorry.
No problem. We've been busy though. So after that was Jordan Con.
Yeah.
And then we went to Chicago and saw Blink-182.
Nice.
So I've definitely been busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's baseball softball season. So I have two kids and we're at the ball fields like every night. So it's been busy.
That is, we've got soccer moms. What is it when it's like baseball softball dad? Like, is there a word for that?
Not that I'm aware of, but.
I mean, the first thing that popped to my mind was ball dad. And I'm like, no, that does not sound good. No. That's not kid appropriate at all. So. Well, kudos. You know, that's every night. That's a lot of work. We played the British version of softball. They call it rounders. You should go round the posts.
Okay.
they even bowl underarm, not to the way that actual softballers, like, you know, the ones that play like high school and college and whatever levels there are, like, that gets impressive. But we play like that, and it's a real basic version. But there's a lot of games involved for that, isn't there? So
yeah, it depends on the schedule. Like sometimes we're only there two nights a week if they play the same nights.
Okay.
But like last week and this coming week, they play all different nights and they play twice a week. So we were there Monday through Thursday.
Wow.
So it gets
that busy. That's a lot.
Yeah, and it's like right after work until like 8:30 at night. So
So it's like home, straight to bed.
Yep.
You know, back up for school.
Yep.
Oh, kudos to you, sir. We've had a few people hop into to listen to us. So hello to Charlie, Nils, you're already here, and Sulin. Happy Sunday, Sulin. Happy Sunday, Charlie. Welcome. And please ignore Nils' comments about me breaking my ass. That's me making a British comment about moving my broken ass across the room. So I don't know whether to start with why Wheel of Time or why Silvertooth. I feel like what got you into Wheel of Time might be like the best bit to start with, perhaps there.
Yeah, perfect. So I've always been into fantasy. I was the Hobbit in fourth grade. My teacher read the Hobbit to us in fourth grade. So like from there, you know, obviously eventually read the Lord of the Rings and various other things. Didn't get into the Wheel of Time until shortly after high school.
Okay.
A buddy of mine, we were actually playing D&D, and he set up the campaign was set up around the Wheel of Time, like, start, you know what I mean? Like, basically out of the world, like, them leaving the Two Rivers.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, he kind of cast me, he told me to make a warrior, and, of course, essentially cast me as Perrin.
Right.
So I already had, like, once I realized, like, hey, what was this about, you know, and he told me about the books. So like I already kind of had Perrin in my mind when I started reading the books. So of course, that's why part of the reason Perrin became one of my favorite characters. Obviously, you know, I also relate to Perrin. I absolutely love the Wolf Brother aspect. I think it's really cool. I was going to jump right into Silvertooth, but
I mean, you can segue between. That's totally fine. They were a very connected question. I was like, yes, do I ask why you're Silvertooth? Do I ask how we got into Wheel of Time? Like, which one goes first?
They definitely connect. Yeah, I mean, I read the books. I can't remember. I want to say that by the time I finished them, by the time I finished up to Knife of Dreams, I'm pretty sure Robert Jordan had passed. Like, I think I started reading them before he did, but I think by the time I finished, he had passed. But they were all out essentially when I started reading. But I think before I finished, he had passed. So I read the first 11, absolutely loved them. And then when found out Brandon Sanderson was going to finish them, I started a reread, and then didn't give myself enough time. So when the book came out, I couldn't wait and started reading the next book anyway. So. Like once I finished the series, I kind of like, they were always my favorite book, but I didn't get back into it. I've never been a big rereader up until I reread The Wheel of Time, which didn't happen until the show was coming out. So when the show was coming out, I decided to start a reread. And then COVID happened, and I kind of found the fandom because I had a lot more free time. You know, we couldn't do as much, so I kind of just started researching more about the show. Found the Dusty Wheel, found Daniel Green, you know, everything like that, joined Twitter of Time. So then when I joined Twitter of Time, I ended up getting a cheapie. I got myself an early birthday present by getting a cheapie. So,
oh, wow. You got in there straight away with the cheapies.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't right away. I joined and kind of lurked for probably a couple months, and then I slowly started interacting. But then probably a month, maybe 2 months after interacting, I got a chibi. So I was lucky enough to get on the list quickly, was able to get one. So once I got a chibi, I decided, because originally I was a Perrin account. My Twitter name is Perrin Taveren. So I think it was like Just a Blacksmith or something, as I think the original name I had on Twitter.
Okay.
So once I got a chibi, I decided that like it didn't look like Perrin anymore because it looked like me, you know,
true,
bald, yes, and all of those things, had swords instead of the hammer or axe. So I kind of just asked Twitter of Time to help name me what was going to be my Wolf Brother name. So I did that and got some different suggestions, and actually Melindra is the one who came up with Silvertooth.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I put it in a Twitter poll and Silvertooth won, and that's what I went with.
That's wonderful. I love this. You've segued right through all the questions I was going to ask. Like, how did you get to Twitter? Why did you pick Silvertooth? You know, this is brilliant. I feel like I can just sit here and Silvertooth's going to talk and just answer all the questions you want. So, no, that's amazing. So, because much to my detriment, I didn't know about, because I mean, I'm terrible. It's yeah, Tsul in the chat. Rob has nothing left of us. That's it. Podcast over. No, I'm joking. I'm terrible at the Twitter. Like, loads of people talk about accounts, and I'm like, oh, okay. I might have seen a tweet once or twice, but I'm terrible for like following people. Like, I log on the Twitter, oh, not nearly as much as I probably should, to be honest. Even before Elon Musk took over, like, yeah. You know?
I used to be much more active. I think Discord is what ended up. Once I really got into Discord, I don't do nearly as much Twitter.
Yeah, that is very true. But the first, to my detriment, the first I knew about you was Threefold Talk. Yeah. So we'll dive into how you became Chief Foldy, which is, you know, the name you have. And until recently, it was Chief Foldy, but now it's Cheese Foldy, and we'll also explain that because that's a great thing there. But yeah, you were one of the first champions of Threefold Talk. You were constantly sharing out our stuff. what was it about Threefold Talk that you were suddenly like, I need to like be hyping these folks up as much as I possibly can? Like, how did, obviously we loved it and we were much appreciative of it, but like, where did that stem from is what I'm curious.
I mean, it started with Banichia Grace. She was one of the first people I like met in the fandom.
She's all right. Yeah.
Right.
I feel like I like her a little bit. Yeah.
So when I met her at JordanCon, we definitely became really good friends. So it started just, you know, oh, she's starting this new show. I want to support her. But as soon as you guys started, it was just everybody, you know, Melindra is just hilarious. You know, Shelly is awesome and always has this great advice. And, you know, Leia's kind of a combination of all of that, you know?
Yeah. Leia brings a little bit of everything. And she dashes in a little bit of chaos as well, which I really love. You don't always know what you're going to get from Leia. And that's a great thing. I think it really adds a fun element to Leia. I love doing that. So. Yeah.
So, and then obviously same thing. I really didn't know a whole lot about you outside of, I think you had done that. Wasn't it the Rusty Heel?
Yes. Oh my God. I really need to do that a bit more often. That was terrible. So,
I remember that. Like, that was like kind of, I think, my first introduction to you before.
Okay. Oh, what a bad introduction. My gosh. That was, I mean, you think it my shows can go wrong these days. And that was 2 years ago. They were terrible.
So yeah, like I had known you to, you know, to do little things like that, but I didn't know a whole lot else about you other than that at that time. So like, again, once it started, just I loved the flow. I loved like the chemistry you guys have together. So I just, you know, yeah, I thought it was fun. I thought we had so much fun in chat, like in live chat, you know, that I just wanted more people to enjoy that.
Right.
So I wanted you guys to be successful. But I also wanted like just more people to join in on the fun we were having in chat, because, and it obviously it still is, but I mean, those first days when it was, there might've been 10 of us in chat, we were having a blast, you know what I mean? And obviously when there's less people, there's more interaction from you guys and all of that. So, I just wanted more people to be able to enjoy that. So, I was hyping you guys up quite a bit. So
it's very kind. I do remember people saying, particularly early on, but they still get little snippets of it now and again, people talking about how it reminds them of like early Dusty days, because Dusty Wheel back in its like early stages would have, like, we have, you know, 40 people watching, 30 people watching, 50 people watching, or it's a really big show, maybe there's 60 people watching, you know, things like that. And nowadays it's like, oh, it's not a very busy show. There's only 200 people watching. And it's because of that bigger number, it's less intimate because there's just more conversations. And, you know everyone in chat when it's 30 or 40 people, as opposed to, I know, you know, 10% of this chat compared to, I know, 99% of this chat. So.
And you can have like actual conversations within the chat in those smaller settings, you know, whereas like when there's 200, 300, 400, you know, whatever it sometimes gets up to in the Dusty Wheel. You know, you can't, you're interacting, but you can't have like a conversation. Like it's almost always centered around it's almost like there's two things going on in chat, when it's the Dusty Wheel, and it's like either a bunch of people saying hi to each other or it's you're reacting to whatever it is the hosts are saying.
This is true.
Whereas, you know, in the smaller setting, you can kind of do all of the above and have side conversations and, you know, all those things. So,
and we try to make sure the chat gets like really heavily involved in, you know, if something happens in chat, like, I'm like, we need to stop the show for a minute. Let's have what are you doing in chat? What am I missing? Did I miss a comment somewhere? Like, you know, you all start doing things. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah. So, definitely interactive, which is a lot of fun. Yeah.
So, well, you definitely deserve the honor of Chief Foldy. But like Neil said in the chat for the patrons that are listening, I'm going to need these cheese origins. So remind us how the Cheese Foldy came around.
So Cheese Foldy was a funny story. This was when Watt Idol Recap that
Threefold
Talk did. So you guys did that the Friday night, right?
It was Yes, Wednesday, that was a Thursday Friday night. I'm gonna beg them not to do all in one week next year again.
I agree with that. I missed the entire second night because it was just so much. I mean, it's hard to do,
you know,
12 hours of live streams. I know the hosts obviously did it, but like, it's you know, it's hard to get away, like you said, get away from life. So so anyway, the Friday night recap, you were trying to get across the point that you wanted to go into my song because you were recapping the songs that that were in Wad Idol. And the other hosts were not getting what you were trying to say. So I believe you started to try and say Chi, like you were going to say Chi Foldy. And Melindra, I believe, is the one that said cheese.
It's always
in a question.
unless we do that joke where I'm like, it was Bane and Chien, and it was like, it was clearly Leia that did that. I'm like, actually, it was Mel. Yeah, it was. I was trying to be like, Chi Foldy, you know, and they just weren't getting what I was saying. And yeah, Mel just went, cheese? Like she does.
Yes, so that is where Cheese Foldy was born. So I've I changed my name in Discord. I think I changed it in Twitter too.
Did you?
I think I put Cheese Foldy in. I think it might say Silver Tooth and then parentheses Cheese Foldy. I don't remember. I might have put it in my bio. I don't remember which one I did. But.
That's great. We have a question from Suna in chat. If Mel's name Silver Tooth and Cheese Foldy, does that make Mel a Robbie originalist?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I actually found out something really funny at JordanCon.
Okay.
So I was hanging, obviously hung out a lot with Mel and Doyne. Mm-hmm. And they used to play the Mud Wheel of Time, right?
Yes.
So
that, if you need to know what that is, folks, it's multi-user dungeon. Am I saying that correctly?
I honestly don't even know.
I feel like multi-user dungeon is what it is. But if you need to know in full detail, then you need to go check out Mel and Doyne's recording on the Lightswork podcast, because they go into complete detail there, especially how Mel didn't like Doyne originally. It was very entertaining. So, but carry on. You both played the
So, kind of going into that, though, so Doyne was like some kind of like, I don't know the word. I don't forget the word they used, but like essentially like a mod.
Yes.
Of some sort in the game. And he, you know, was in different, he was in various different games at once or whatever. And he had, apparently he had like a Wolf Brother one, and his name was Silvertooth.
No, I missed.
This was just a conversation between me, Mel, and Doyne, actually.
Oh, wow.
I don't think anybody else was around when we had the conversation. And Mel had no idea. Like, she did not know that at all. So it was really kind of funny, like that little awkward, the initial awkwardness of like, did you name me after your husband?
And she's like, my husband didn't even tell me he had another name. That's hilarious. I love that.
Yeah, so, I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, that's just like the Wheel of Time. So many things just rolling around there. That's great. So. So you mentioned JordanCon as well. You went to the one most recently, as we said at the beginning. That is your second or third?
That was my third.
You made it to 21.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and did you know about JordanCon prior to COVID?
Trying to think. I mean, maybe I had heard of it, but didn't really think much of it. I know for sure I knew about the one in 2020. The virtual one. I wasn't involved in the fandom enough at that point.
Right.
That like, I know I listened to some of it, but I didn't do any type of interaction at that point. And then when I made the decision to go to JordanCon in 2021, it was probably like shortly after I became Silvertooth, essentially. It was kind of a spur of the moment, like, you know, when it was announced they were going to do it again, and that it was going to be in July, because that was the really odd year, where it was in July instead.
I also would have been there had it not been for the fact America was like, Brits are not allowed in.
Yeah,
so I was forced to wait till 22. But it was odd in July. I'm sure it was hot.
Yes, it was very hot. So, just kind of one of those spur of the moment things. Like, I want to say, honestly, if it wasn't for Tigrayne, I probably wouldn't have gone. Like, I think I had posted on Twitter, like, considering going, and, like, she was, like, one of the first people, yes, do it. And it was just, like, one of those, like, obviously, you know, she's, you know, like, the mother of Twitter of time, right? We joke about,
bit.
So.
Yeah.
So it was kind of one of those, like, okay, you know, I should do this. I made that decision, like, less than 2 months before Jordan.
Wow. Came. And you went by yourself?
Actually, Tiffany did go with me on that one.
Okay.
So she's been to two, actually.
Right.
She went to the one in 2021, and then she went this year in 23. So
nice.
That was definitely... I actually didn't expect her to want to go. Like, I kind of mentioned that I was going to go, and then, like, she was, like, very much, okay, yeah, let's do it. And I was kind of like,
because
okay, cool.
She's read a little bit of the books.
At that point, she was on book two.
Okay, so in 21, but she's now on book...
Like...
Three?
Four.
Four. There, yeah, I knew it wasn't very much further along. Yeah.
And she's probably read the first two books at least twice because she wanted to start over.
Okay.
Because she didn't remember enough. I've told her there's actually a really good... I don't remember who it is, if it's 13 Depository or not, but there's a really good chapter summary... website where they will summarize every single chapter. And that's actually essentially how I did a reread when the Sanderson books were coming out.
Right.
Is that I would just catch up on those chapter summaries instead of reading the entire book.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure one of the wikis does it, but I wouldn't be surprised if 13th Depository does one as well. They're pretty good about having information like that. I did. I went trawling through their website to get all the chapter icons poll that I did earlier in the year in the descriptions. And that was where I got one of the names were like, no, it's not knitting needles, or they're not spears, they're knitting needles. And I was like, blame, go to 13th to bottle of Tavalon. No, whoever it was, to go from there. So they're a great, they're a great source of information. And Tavalon.net is another one that Nils uses. He's just been chat. So yeah, there are a few out there. But maybe she just enjoys reading, you know, those first two books over and over.
Well, and it's funny because she's stuck on book four, which is my favorite book.
How is she stuck on book four?
So she had the same problem with book three, where in the very beginning, they don't do much.
This is true.
Right? Like there's a lot of like, whether it's recapping or whether it's just like simple, you know, I don't even know if you'd call it politicking, but, you know, so they're still, she's at the part of book four where they haven't left Tyr yet.
Okay.
So like, I think she just got bored. And like, you know, she's like, something needs to happen. I was like, I promise it does.
Widely considered the best book in the Wheel of Time series. Like it's, you know, if you, the basic answer, if you want to call it, like, what's your favorite Wheel of Time book? Shadow Rising is like an easy go-to.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, if you can't pick one, pick the Shadow Rising because, you know, a huge majority of the fandom is going to be like, yeah, my favorite too. So
it's probably like the best stretch where it goes 4, 5, 6 to me is probably like the best stretch of the series to me.
Yeah, collective books, definitely. Yeah. There's a lot. The world builds a lot in book four, and that just keeps growing in 5 and 6. And then we kind of settles a bit, and then, you know, it gets very stagnant, which I think is a deliberate piece of writing. So, wow. Stuck there. I just love, I'm looking at the patron chat, and Charlie's just telling me I'm basic. Using the a gif from The Good Place, which I love. But you guys have watched the TV show?
Yes. She's watched it. She watched it at least the once with me. I'm sure she's watched like portions of other times I've watched it because I rewatched each episode before kind of like people do with the books, right? I would rewatch the episodes before the next one came out. I didn't do that the whole way through, I don't think, but
fair enough.
I definitely watched like the first two episodes a bunch of times because I did go see them in the theater. I went to
You went to a fan screening.
Yep, I went to a screening in Chicago. So I saw the first two. Watched obviously the first three as all, you know, that first night they came out. Mm-hmm. And then I watched the first three again before four came out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I definitely watched the first ones quite a bit.
You've definitely watched them more than me. I think I've watched, this is very coincidental, actually. I was on another call earlier today with Uno and Flamingo, and we actually got talking about possible premieres for season two, and that's spiraled into season one, and we got talking about hopefully the new more premieres and stuff, like you just said you're into, and I was like, oh yeah, so I've watched the first two episodes because I was lucky enough to go to the premiere. And then I think I did the same. I think I watched 1, 2, and 3 when it came out, even though both Kayla and I had been there to watch 1 and 2, but I then didn't watch the episodes again when the next ones came out each week, with the exception of the last episode, which, because they wanted me at the Twitter circle, no, not Twitter, the Twitter space, the voice chat Twitter thing does.
So
they'd sent me in advance that, so I'd watched that, I think, 3 times, just so I could talk about it properly on the night. And then I think I've watched the whole thing one more. No, actually, I don't think I've watched it again since. I got burnout in January. And then it's taken me, oh God, what's it, 18 months now, and I still haven't got back to That's real bad. No, I did. I watched episode one recently. Where's my book? because I was going to do, like, I was like, now time's to do in-depth opening. And I literally, I'm going to show Silvertooth here, but no one else can see. So I wrote, like, crazy pages of notes for like an in-depth episode discussion. This is just on episode one.
Yeah.
What's that? Eight pages of my tiny little notebook of notes, of all sorts of things, like opening was fast and effective. This is full spoilers, by the way, folks. The Egwene River thing sets up random naive question mark. Nynaeve and Moraine discussion shows more open knowledge of the power of the Porcine Cup, but good, too spoilery for non-readers, you know, like. So I've watched the first episode again and made detailed notes as I was watching. I'm a bad Wheel of Time fan.
I want to say I think I rewatched the most recent episode, like, before the next ones came out.
Right.
So, like, before 5 would come out, I would rewatch 4. Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And then I know, so I was on a, you know, 5 minutes of heaven.
You were indeed.
Panel at WattCon. So I did definitely rewatch episodes 1 and 2, probably multiple times in order to take notes.
So I have to ask, so I was at WattCon. I was lucky enough, everyone got together and helped me get there, which was very generous, everyone. Thank you. By the way, if you are listening and you would love, and you're going to WattCon, you'd love to see Lesby Nerdy. Lesby Nerdy is trying to go again. Well, Tavalon After Dark is trying to get Lesby Nerdy to go again. So there's a fundraiser out there, folks. So please, I'm sure it'll still be running, even if it's hit its target, please go and help, because anything not spent on the trip will go towards continuing improving of Lesby Nerdy's avatar, which is a full body one now.
Nice.
But I was lucky enough to be there.
Have to check that out.
She did a live stream Thursday night, because that's when all the original folks on the fundraiser for getting it back in, however long it was, go down, because it's taken forever for engineers to work her avatar out. She couldn't get them all together, except it was on Thursday night, so she ended up doing it there. But I was lucky enough to go last year, and I've got to be honest, I didn't go to those 5 minutes in heaven panel, because I'm like, like, what do you add? There's so much.
Yeah.
Was it? Like, what did you think? Was 5 minutes enough? Did you, in the end, did you want like an extra 50 minutes?
I mean, everybody wants more, right?
This is true.
It was fun. I think so. I didn't end up making it to any of the other adding 5 minutes,
right,
which I wanted to. I didn't make it to a ton of panels because you could, for one, you could rewatch them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it came with the online portion of it as well.
Yes.
And it was, I don't know, there was just always so much to do. Like, WonCon was a blast. If you, obviously, for anybody who hasn't been, if you've been to JordanCon, take the fun you had at JordanCon and turn it much more Wheel of Time centric.
Yes.
And also make it interactive. Because that was one of the things I found the most fun last year, was that so much of it was just like the whole group, as you know, in one large room with the innkeeper, you know, interacting with us and everything else. So,
are you going this year?
Unfortunately, I can't go this year. I'll actually be, you know, more like in your neck of the woods at the same time. So
I remember this discussion because you're going to be in London or something.
Yes, I will be in London for a couple of days, and then I'm going to be in Ireland for about a week.
Nice.
So yes, I will. I basically leave like that Wednesday night. And obviously the con technically starts Friday, but everybody gets there Thursday. So, I can't go this year. I would otherwise be there. It is a blast. It's also close to me. You know, it's only like a 4-hour drive or so for me. Right. So,
Nils in chat is like, I'll wave as I fly over. So I take it Nils is going to WonCon in that respect then. have you arranged to meet up with any UK foldies?
Initially, yes. Me and Sulin were supposed to get together.
Right.
However, Sulin is now going to WonCon.
She's going the opposite way. Yep.
So initially she wasn't going to. If you don't end up going to WonCon, because I don't, you're still up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, there was a moment where I was like, I might be able to do it, but it's just, you know, the time off from work is not something that I'm able to bother. Right. So I will be in America again this year, a couple times actually. I'm going to go sneak off and see Grace, but that's probably going to be the end of July, looking at when I can get time off from work. And then I have a wedding in October. Not my own. Let's be clear about that, folks, before we get excited. I have a friend's wedding. But, you know.
Yeah.
So you know, we'll have to try and look at your schedule. Maybe I can come down for a day trip to London or something.
Yeah,
so
if you can make it to London, I'll definitely out. No. If you can make it to London, I will figure out a way to have a couple drinks with you.
Amazing. So I love that. But yeah, WonCon is great, folks. If you can make it, do attend. Obviously, it's purely Wheel of Time focused, and they do a lot of what they call main stage activity, which is different to a lot of cons.
Mm-hmm.
From what I enjoyed last year, which was all of it, like it was hilarious to be in that big room. I'm getting compliments about my London tour guideness in chat, which is very sweet.
I apologize to everybody in chat because I am terrible at multitasking. So
the two screen thing was being a pain in the ass for you, wasn't it? So which is fair. It's totally valid. So it's okay. So one last question, and then we'll talk about other things. How does Tiff care about spoilers? She says she's been to two JordanCons. You know, obviously you do things like, does she care about spoilers?
She prefers spoilers.
Someone joined the server this week. They were the same. I love spoilers. Give me all the spoilers. It doesn't ruin my reading experience. No, I'm like,
For one, I don't know if she'll ever make it through all of the books.
Right.
I just don't know if, I mean, it's a big commitment, right?
It is. There's a few thousand words in there, you know, so.
And if you're not into it as much as like we clearly are into it, like, I mean, it can be a daunting thing. So the funny thing is she'll forget half of the things I tell her. You know, I'm not going to obviously, you know, I know this is probably full spoilers, but either way, you know, there's a major thing that happens at the end that I've told her probably three times, and she gets surprised every single time.
When Darth Vader says that he's Eludra's uncle? Of course, the spider works, right? You know? God, that needs to be a fanfic now where Darth Vader is Eludra's uncle. I don't know how that would work. That would be hilarious. So, but yeah, I mean, just to me, I think I spoiled myself looking at reels about the end of Obi-Wan. And by the time I got to that moment it appeared, I was just like, oh shit, yeah, I watched a reel about that like 4 weeks ago and totally forgot that happened. So I can appreciate that, you know, she forgets things.
Yeah. It's funny though, as far as like spoilers go, she will look up the end of a movie while we're watching the movie.
Oh my God, she does.
Yeah, she doesn't like suspense. So like she gets anxious and needs to know what happens.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
that is
obviously I hate spoilers. So, you know, I don't let her tell me, but.
Right, but she's there sneakily on the phone, just like googling it up and be like,
almost every single time.
Does she get smug? She'll be like, I know what happens, or does she keeps it?
No, but she'll give me looks on occasion to see if like I got it right, or you know, if I saw it coming or anything like that. Yeah,
fair enough. That's a great segue because I want to talk about something that you were both involved with at JordanCon, where Tiff was extremely sneaky. And stalked me around the lobby as I was on a quest because you were involved with ReefCon, which was, folks, if you're not familiar, it was something that Grace put together for me, involving all of our friends and special moments for us at JordanCon from 2022, and it ended with Grace proposing to me and obviously me saying yes and so on and so forth. And if, you know, you need to go hit up the lights work so you can listen to the full recording about all the planning that everyone got involved with. I think there was like 4 time zones for that recording, which is crazy.
Yeah, it was wild.
You were there for, I'm going to call it the money stop, because it was at the ATM, wasn't it? Where Grace and I had like, she'd bought me bagels and I insisted to give her money, but the ATM owner gave me $20 notes. So I just gave her a 20 for this simple bagel I got from Einstein's. Yeah, Einstein's bagel, which clearly $20 is far too much for a bagel. But then afterwards I found out that Tiff had been sneaking around taking pictures of me at all the stops.
Yes.
So yeah. Like, tell me what it was like to be involved with that. And then, because I remember reading in the ReefCon chat that you're like, I'm not at the ATM right now, I'm with Warren, and so I can like not give away that I'm just standing there. So
Yeah, obviously it was a lot of fun. It definitely was kind of like the focus of JordanCon for me because it was such a big moment, right? Not only just, you know, for part of it was kind of, you know, making, obviously keeping that secret, and, you know, all the things that went with that, but also just like, it was this big moment for my friends, you know, like and the fact that we were a part of it was kind of just obviously one of the coolest things. So, you needed to go have a lay down.
I nearly screwed up, folks. I wasn't well. Like 30 minutes before it was all meant to start, I'm like, I don't feel good, I'm going to bed, and everyone's just like, excuse me.
Yeah.
And so, I did have to actually be woken up. I'd fallen asleep on the bed with like a cold cloth on my face because I felt that bad. So yeah, the pictures are I'm just freshly woken up in some of the pictures, and it's not a good look. we'll hide those on the wedding day, that's for sure.
So when that's going on, you know, obviously we kind of just like, all right, well, we'll just hold off a little bit. And then so like once Sharnice went to go get you, that's when it was kind of like, well, my spot was right next to the elevator. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to just like be standing there the whole time when you came down the elevator. So that's why I went and hung out with Rajesh for a little while, in order to not be standing in that spot and have you like come up to me to see if, you know, I knew what was going on or whatever else it might be. Or why am I just standing at the ATM for no reason? Like,
yeah, like, you're right, dude. Like, you and Tiff waiting on something, you know, like.
So once you like, you know, got, I think I let you get past, because the next one was Roger, Goat Brother.
Yeah, there was Roger, and then I had to go out front to see Jess.
Yes. So I think like once you went past, once you went to Jess, I think I went and stood in my spot.
That makes sense, yeah.
So that I, you know, would be in position for whenever that happened. But yeah, Tiffany wanted to sneak in some pictures, and she did a good job of being where you couldn't see her. So
yeah, I was very pleased. And Jess is in chat currently and has shared a picture of all of you after you've delivered the clues. And yeah, the pictures are great. But I read all the ReefCon stuff, and it was very, very sweet, the two of you being involved. Very much appreciated it. And Yeah, you hit it well, because I had no hints up until, and in fact, because I went to sleep and didn't feel great, I think I was less observant as a result when I went downstairs. And because people ask me, like, you know, how did you not figure out what was going on? I was like, initially, there was like half a second, but I was freshly out of bed. And then Jess was like, don't screw it up. And I'm like, But then I was obviously like, but I need to solve these clues, because that will then answer the question of what is going on, rather than my brain going at a million miles an hour over probably things it's not going to be.
Yeah. It also conveniently was your birthday weekend.
Yes, my birthday was a couple days later.
So there was that aspect of, is this just a surprise, a birthday surprise? Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, because all of our friends were involved.
Yeah.
You know, fun moments around the convention, you know. But by the time I'd got to, like, you know, the fifth one, I'm like, these feel a bit more personal. I still hadn't twigged it was going to be a proposal, but I was like, this is feeling more personal than, you know, is more Grace and I focused than just like good things at the convention. And then, you know, when I got to DeGrain, I was like, and she was hardcore in character. Like, she was, there was no Zoe. She was only DeGrain.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, she's asking me about, I've still got the bag. You're like, oh, I have supplies, you know, to go on my journey. She didn't have that. She had to eat a horse. Obviously, I don't have to do that. It's very lucky for me. I was like, this is, she wouldn't do this if this, like, was a birthday party. So this is only a proposal at this stage. But yeah, I'm glad you could be involved with that. It was amazing. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy to be a part of it. It was a great time. So,
thank you again to Tiff for being the sneaky photographer. I mean, people were taking pictures everywhere, but it was, you know, it was funny.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, she knew as soon as I knew, you know what I mean? That was one of the, first thing I did when I got the message from Grace was tell her. I mean, we were in the car together for one, but you know, obviously that's kind of the first thing I did was squee to Tiffany. So.
I love that. Grace also would like to point out that even more important than Tiffany being the sneaky photographer was the fact that she brought Grace a drink while she was freaking out earlier that day. So
she had a little nerve calming for, that was like right after you went to lay down and we were kind of all like, what do we do now? And Tiffany had actually been drinking at the bar for a while, because we went to, we were in the Dusty Wheel after
in the live room.
Yeah. The room after the
Amazon panel.
The stuff dropped. And she didn't care to go in there. So she just went and had a couple drinks at the bar. So, she had already had a couple of glasses of champagne herself, so thought that would be helpful to Grace.
Mm. Turns out it was. I'm just glad I wasn't like proper ill, and they'd come and knock on the door later, and there's me like, I can't come to the door, I'm hugging the toilet, or just anything of that nature, because that would have been a real Debbie Downer. Like, I mean, I would have dragged myself through it, but
it couldn't have happened like the next day. You know, I mean, it could have worked out.
Yeah, things could have been sorted, I'm sure. But I'm glad it was awake. And I was so appreciative to yourself and everyone else who was involved. So I loved it. Right. Last question, and then we'll talk about stuff the fan has been up to.
Okay.
Robbie, tell us something about yourself that no one else has ever asked you that you wish they would ask you.
Hmm. That's a tough one. You really caught me off guard with this.
Yeah, I don't always ask this one. I don't always ask this one. Sometimes I have, I have a guest on, and I'm like, I know people don't know this about my guest. Like, this is something they don't tell a lot of people, but they don't hide. They just don't end up telling a lot of people. But sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to ask because I need to know this person better. So that's the question I ask in this case.
Right.
So, and it doesn't have to be anything big. It can be something small. Yeah. It can be something like whatever you want to.
Okay. I guess, I mean, a lot of people know this, but I don't know. I feel like I've opened up a lot more to the fandom. Like for the longest time, I didn't want to tell people what I do for a living.
Right.
You know, just little things like that. but I feel like I've opened up a lot more. So I guess a decent amount of people probably know this, but me and Tiffany are high school sweethearts. We met in high school, went to the same small town, you know. I'm from Michigan. Yeah, we went to a small town in Michigan, grew up in the same town. So, I mean, a lot of people know that, but not everybody. So, yeah, I mean, that's always something to me that, you know, especially with how big and diverse our fandom is, you know, the whole small town high school sweetheart thing, not something that usually works out.
No, this is true.
So, yeah, I'd say that's probably something about being that a lot of people don't know anyway.
That's amazing. I did see the other day you shared a photo of the, was it the day you bought your house or got the keys to the house or something?
Yes, that was the day. Yeah, that was the official day we bought it. We didn't move in until probably the, you know, that weekend or something.
Right, but, yeah.
Because we bought it, I don't know, midweek. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the day we officially bought it. So we've That's been amazing. Homeowners for about 5 years now.
Lovely. So obviously without giving away your age and giving an approximate number, how long have you been together now since your childhood sweethearts?
So this most recent anniversary was 20 years. Obviously that's dating.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I'm about to turn 36. I don't mind anybody knowing that.
Fair. Well, kudos. 20 years is, you know, that's enough. That's nothing to you know, turn your nose up at. That's very impressive. So I'm going to do something on the podcast I've never done before, sir. And that is I'm going to give you a ramen rattle. Yes. Now the first official ramen rattle. Don't hurt me, ladies, for doing a ramen rattle that's not on Threefold Talk.
I think they'll forgive you. They love me.
It's Chief Foldy. I have to do something Threefold Talk related. So wait, Grace is typing in chat. I'm scared now. they also, when I asked you the question, they also started throwing in their own questions. Okay. Firstly, Neil says, do you actually have a silver tooth?
Oh, I love that. Now I want to get like a cap. Get something for the next con. That's funny.
That's a good touch. Sulan says, do you like mayonnaise in a sandwich?
I feel like this is something that had to have come up at JordanCon. No, I hate mayonnaise in all forms.
Fair. I know how mayonnaise is made, and it's gross, and I still like mayonnaise. It's one of those weird things. I can't help it. I try not to have a lot of it, but I do enjoy it. And yes, I've seen it made from scratch, and it's... Folks, if you don't know and you like mayonnaise, you may want to avoid finding that out. And lastly, Grace would like to know, what's your favorite beer?
Ooh, that's a good one. I like a lot of beer. I would say my favorite is probably I like a lot of IPAs.
Right.
I specifically like New England IPAs. But I also like sours. And then I also really like a good coffee blonde, and I think that's Ooh. One of my favorite beers. There are two local here in Michigan that I really like. One is really close to me. And then the beer is called State of Bean. And then the other one is a little further away, but it's still in Michigan. And that one is called Bean Flicker, which is also a really, you know, funny name to me. But
nice. I love that. That's a great name for a beer. Awesome. Well, thank you for those questions, patrons. Appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit more sort of general fandom stuff now. It's been busy, hasn't it?
It has been very busy.
You now have a beer. I love that. Which beer do you have now, sir?
This is Oberon.
Oberon, okay.
Which a lot of people in the States would recognize it.
Okay, I honestly thought you were getting a second glass of beer then. No. I was going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tiff's keeping you well topped up.
We started talking about beer, and she apparently decided she had to go get me a beer because she's that awesome.
20 years is... I see why 20 years has happened so easily. Like, you know...
She's not just serving me here.
Okay? No, I didn't mean that. I'm saying, not only is she an amazing person, but she also hears you talk about a beer, be like, yeah, let's get the man a beer. Yeah, like... Yeah. I hope she's having one as well, though.
Yes, yes. She got herself, and then she got me a beer as well.
So. Brilliant. I love that. But yeah, it's been busy, hasn't it? There's so much news right now.
Yeah. So obviously that's, you know, I'm so busy that I haven't like, I've kept up on like what's happening, but I unfortunately like I haven't caught a live stream in like weeks, which sucks. I mean, that's not, you know, normal for me. But you know, either way, I've caught up, I've stayed up with the news. I just haven't stayed up with all of the like talking about the news,
the detail, and analyze Varin from 12 different angles and like look at 40 different lampshades in Tarvalon to see if we can match it type thing. No offense, Dusty. Sorry, when they did that, I didn't watch it either. It was a Sunday night and I'm like, I'm tempted to watch this. So I was like, I'm not sure I have the brain, like the span to deal with looking at 12 different angles and lanterns and wooden edges to buildings and stuff. So
well, and that was also, it was Mother's Day.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
So it was like, clearly I wasn't going to be able to do any of that. Like, you know, we that's such a busy day for us, mm-hmm. like, because obviously not only is, you know, my wife a mother, she has a mom and a stepmom. We go to my mom. So like, we live close enough to our parents that we can do that. So both of those Mother's and Father's Day both tend to be like exhausting and like it's bad to say, but it's true. So anyway, that came out on Mother's Day and I saw it, you know, geeked out a little bit internally, but was not able to like do anything with the fandom as far as that goes. But
do you have like a favorite bit that's dropped? Is it like just the Varin casting? Is it seeing Varin in costume? Is it some of the other news we've gotten from what series? Because the extra characters we now have to speculate on, the extra actors we have to speculate on. Like, what's your favorite bit?
I mean, the easy, quick answer would be Varin. All right, so I'll touch on that really quick. I think we all suspected, or I shouldn't say all. I, at least, and I know a lot of people suspected, that she was going to be playing Varin. So it was nice to
get
that's why I clarified a lot of us. Okay. A lot of us.
Well, I like the wacky ideas. Okay. So,
so it wasn't like a shock, when she was announced, it was kind of like, okay, cool. We now finally have that. Now tell me who Natasha O'Keefe is.
She's Lanthir. That's it. She's not. If she's not Varin, she's Lanthir. I'm doing that. I'm willing to bet on that one. Okay, like, you know.
I still really want Elida, but we'll find out.
I mean, my current record is atrocious. So, folks, you know, like, take that as you will.
So, but it was awesome to see her in costume, like, especially because we weren't expecting that. Like, we got the news. And then all of a sudden, you know, you were the first person I saw that dropped it, I think.
I think I retweeted
somebody, but
So I think it was probably the official account retweeting Nerdist. No, it wasn't. No, someone.
No, because it was the BAFTA stuff that.
Yeah, so someone had tweeted out the BAFTA one, and I went and looked when I saw it. So it might even have been like the Innkeeper or Bane and Shared, something like that. Someone had retweeted it. I went and looked, and I went to scroll through the thread in case there was more. And that's where I found the GIF of her. Mm-hmm. Actually, and there's the GIF that was played from the BAFTAs.
Yeah, yeah.
I've not even tried to see if I can watch the BAFTAs here, because obviously it's the British. It's the British wards, so I could probably watch it on some kind of replay system. But I saw that, so I shared that tweet because it was the tweet just below, which I think everyone had just seen the picture. Obviously excited about that. We're all excited to see major characters in uniform. In uniform? Costume?
Same thing.
It's just, uniform, costume, kind of similar. It's a white cloak, it's a uniform as well as costume, isn't it? So, you know. I tweeted that out, and I think because everyone was excited about the picture, they just had tweeted the picture and talked about it, rightfully so. And then they'd seen that there was actually a clip, which was like a snippet from the actual BAFTAs award, talking about Mira getting her BAFTA, which, like I said in Threefold Tour last week, is much deserved because she's been in so many things and she's always incredible in whatever she plays. You know, you're never disappointed by her part. So she's going to smash Farron. But
So I think, you know, obviously all that was amazing. I think kind of the coolest small thing that, well, I don't, whatever, you know, seems small compared to Farron, was the season three. Well, the directors were cool, but to me, the coolest part was the script stuff that Watson dropped. I mean, the first one's cool just because, you know, it's an actual, like, they posted the actual script, or, well, you know, the audition,
the script. Audition scripts,
So that's cool because we actually got, like, you know, interaction between two characters. But the other one, to me, obviously being a big Perrin fan, was huge because it showed they weren't able to do the full, like,
audition. No, we got a summary of the scene with Perrin and another farmer, basically.
They didn't name the farmer, but what I love about that is they appear to be diving into Perrin's struggle to become a leader. Mm-hmm. And both whether that's accepting that he's a leader, and also kind of the way he just naturally does it.
Yes.
even though he's reluctant to do it. So I really like that because obviously, again, Perrin's my favorite character. So I do love that we're hopefully getting that. And obviously it means we're getting Luke and... obviously that's probably going to mean Slayer, which a lot of us speculated that we might not get Slayer at all.
It seems, and I agree with people, that it's a reasonably easy storyline to cut from the show if you need to do cutting, because aside from Perrin, what part of the story does he influence? But I think he is an amazing antagonist for Perrin. He's a huge means of personal development for him. Mm-hmm. Really drives Perrin, and you get a real understanding of, like, Perrin's hyper focus on goals and things like that that he can have. Like, I need to be better at this, and all the fighting with dreams and things that he does to train himself. I just think in the end, with how it finished, not that it was bad in the books, but I think that doesn't translate great I think that's anticlimactic for a television show. So I think that was why people kind of expected it to be cut, but maybe, like, Padden Thane, you know, you can have, so Padden Thane could be, you know, you've got, obviously we're full spoilers here, by the way, folks, if you got to this point and haven't realized it, you know, if you like randomly picked up this episode of my podcast, full spoilers, you've got obviously Rand and the Dark One, you've got Matt and Padden Thane, and you could have Perrin and Luke / Slayer sort of thing. Like, each of the guys has their big bad, and then, you know, we need someone for Nynaeve, someone for Egwene, you know, you need to make sure everyone has, like, someone they have almost, I mean, sorry, what if Nynaeve's got Mogidian, for example.
Right. Say Egwene has Elida. I mean,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, everyone can have like a personal battle within the bigger battle type thing. And obviously Rance is focused, you know, Rance has multiple, but, you know, ultimately it's the Dark One. You know, you could finish it like that, and it could be really interesting, but it does open up a huge dynamic for, you know, just what's happening in the Two Rivers in season three. Battle of the Two Rivers. It's going to be epic. So, I mean, that was also my favorite piece of information, I've got to be honest. Not that I hated the Viren one, like you say, it was amazing, and I'm like, oh no, I'm wrong, what a shame. Like, you know, everyone's being cast amazingly. But that was something we all expected never to get. So it was most exciting to me. So I'm glad that was also, you know, exciting for you as well.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we normally wrap this out at an hour, because, you know, I like to keep it short and sweet for people to enjoy. But Silvertooth, is there anything you want to add before we wrap up? Anything you're like, hey, I saw this on Twitter, or I saw this in Discord, and I think this is hilarious, and I want to tell people about it, because I like to talk about what the fandom's up to. So is there anything we haven't talked about you're like, I'd really love to mention that?
Like I said, unfortunately, I'm so busy. I haven't been extremely active lately. I'll just say in general, if for anybody who's not active in Discord. We have a lot of fun. I mean, it's similar to Twitter time, obviously. You know, I don't know. We just, there's a, whether Malkier Talks channel is great. Lightswork channel is great. There's so many though. I mean, Watt Series, Dusty Wheel. And I will say, I guess that is kind of almost the daunting thing about Discord, right?
Yeah. Is the mute that, button is your friend, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, the categorization of, you can put servers into folders. I literally have like six servers that I look at and I'm in like 35.
Yeah. I primarily keep up with about three.
Mm-hmm.
And then I randomly glance at a bunch of the other ones.
Yeah. I'm very much the same,
but yeah. So again, unfortunately I haven't like been extremely interactive. So I can't pick out a specific, but
that's again, okay.
Discord's a lot of fun. I mean, just because Discord feels a little bit more personal.
Yes.
Whereas,
yeah, you can cultivate your friends and spaces, yeah, kind of. Well, yeah.
Then just like, I mean, obviously Twitter time is usually focused on the fandom in some, or sorry, mm-hmm. not the fandom, the books in some way, the show in some way. Whereas I feel like Discord gets a lot more personal, whether it's posting, you know, you have the Floofs and Fluffies channel.
Post pictures of your pets. Like you're always, your dog is, I mean, that's such a cute dog, man. Seriously, folks, if you haven't checked that out, Silvertooth has like the world's cutest dog. And he's always doing funny poses, or he's just like, he just decided this is where he was going to lay right now. Yes. So, you know.
Yeah, he likes to really, really man spread when he lays. So.
Yeah. Maverick's the same. He's just about, you know, a tenth of the size. Well, what I'm hearing from this, folks, is you need to go and tag Silvertooth in everything you think is hilarious and be like, hey, Silvertooth, you know, so he goes to his Twitter account and be like, damn, I got like 99 notifications. What the fuck is going on?
I'd catch up with them eventually. So,
they open up eventually. This is true. There is one thing I wanted to mention before we wrap up. And I don't know if you've seen this. So Brick Ninja has created on, there's like a Lego ideas section, I suppose, of the Lego website where you can, in effect, create, I assume they have some kind of building app or some kind of creation tool, create something for Lego as a kit, in effect, and then you put it up there with the pictures, the information, whatever is required. And if you get 10,000 people to support it, sign up, then they will consider making that actual Lego set. Brick Ninja has done that, has created a waygate that can be used as a, like a jungle waygate, and the Tarvalon waygate, I believe it's like adaptable, and is sharing that out. Twitter at Chaos shared it if you've missed that, folks. I don't know how many supporters are up to at the moment, but I'll try to remember to throw a link in the description to this so you can go check it out. I'm going to click on the link now and see where they're up to. 341 supporters so far. You have, it looks like, 18 months to do it because there's 422 days left to support. But you can go and design, go click on that design that Brick Ninja has put on it. There's an official Lego comment. Oh, just saying congratulations. Oh, okay. If you reach 100 supporters in your first 60 days, you get a boost of a year to reach the 1,000. I suppose if you get to 1,000, you get a longer boost, things like that. So, folks, there will be a link out there, but if not, you can't find it, just head over to the Wheel of Time Twitter account and it'll definitely be there. And I know it's in my server and I know it's in multiple other servers. So that was a fun thing I saw this week. So awesome. All right. Before we actually say goodbye, I do have some patron shout outs to do. So I had, since I last recorded, two new patrons join. Firstly, Charlie, who is hanging out in chat. Welcome. Joining the Borderlanders there. Welcome to the family. And the other person is Silvertooth. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
This is rare. I never get to thank patrons live on the recording. So, you know, and actually have them say something back. So thank you so much. I appreciate you joining. Like, you know, you've added to the family. And when you joined in, there was a lot of cheese foldies and things like that. So much as there was love for Charlie and Charlie's incredible collection of jumpsuits. Damn. Seriously, Charlie. Kudos. Mm-hmm. Like you're rocking that game hard and just winning it. But thank you both. I appreciate you. And love you, and I'm glad you could come join the family. So. But yeah. So, folks, I'm sure there's many things we haven't talked about that you want to talk about. oh, Charlie, she's being very sweet in chat. Yeah, so hit us up. You can tag me on Twitter. Yeah, remember to go and tag Silvertooth every time we see something funny on Twitter so he gets notified. I mean, tag him in servers, but that might drive him crazy. He's probably got Twitter Twitter sort of semi-muted at this stage. but you never know. But yeah, like, hit me up on Twitter. You can tag me in the Discord. And if you like what we're doing here, I try and get these out. I say weekly. I'm really not going to say that anymore. Probably more like a couple of times a month. So please go over and review the podcast on whatever platform you listen to. That's always great. And if you want to join the family, folks, there will be a link in the description where you can come and support on Patreon and be part of the family, where you can listen to the podcast live whenever I manage to get the recordings in place, because I need to get better. I used to be really good. I had them planned out in advance and everything. And it just doesn't work like that anymore. It's damn work getting in the way. So safe. Good point, Charlie. Okay, fortnightly. Try and figure that one out, folks, because that's different to everyone, apparently. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining me again, Silvertooth. And, you know, it's been a pleasure. And hopefully I get to see you soon.
Yeah, so that'd be great. Yeah.
And until next time, folks, may you always find love, water, and shade. Thank you so much for listening to Malkia's Wrap-Up. If you'd like to support me, please head over to Patreon, where you can sign up and listen to the podcast as I record each week at any level. And thank you so much. Please follow the account on Twitter, join me on YouTube once in a while, and leave a comment and tell me what you liked and what I missed, because I'm sure there was plenty. But until next time, folks, please find love, water, and shade.